across the country, you're going to see Republicans who are used to winning in landslides, winning by less, or in some cases even losing, because in these midterm years, the White House party performance usually suffers. I think if you're looking for kind of a deep sleeper or House race, Ohio 7 is an interesting one because it's certainly a district drawn to elect a Republican, and yet Ken Harbaugh, the Democratic candidate, I think is running a real race, raising real money, aggressively pushing Bob Gibbs, the Republican candidate. I'd much rather be Gibbs in that race than Harbaugh, given how Republican the district is. But it's also a real race, and I don't think it really has been in that district the past couple of cycles.
Another one that has probably been the same way is the 14th district, where Dave Joyce is the incumbent Republican.
He is facing a credible challenge from Bessie Rader, a Democrat. That is also a district drawn to elect a Republican. I think Joyce has a leg up there, but it also has a significant suburban component to it. And the suburbs seem to be of the place where there's sort of the heart of kind of this anti-Trump sentiment. And one wonders if that could lead to an upset in that race. But again, I think Joyce is favored.
And what do you think overall nationwide? Do you think there is still a chance for the Democrats to take control of the House?
Democrats are in a better position than Republicans in the House as we head down the stretch here. One of the trends you sometimes look for is sort of following where the outside third party money goes in these races. And what the trend has been in recent days is that Republican outside groups are having to spend money in districts that looked like they were more favorable to Republicans. So basically the battleground of competitive seats seems to be expanding. I think there's still a possibility that Democrats could come up just a little short in the House, but I do think the Democrats are probably favored at this point to get the majority. Senate's a different story. The Republicans look good to hang on to the majority there.
And I guess that's why you, in your newsletter, point out you've never used the term blue wave this election season.
Yeah, in really big wave years, you know, like years like 1994, 2006, 2010, not only did the House flip party control in all three of those years, but also the party on the right side of the wave netted at least six Senate seats, at least six governorships across the country. And because of the alignment of this year's Senate map, the Democrats are already defending 26 of the 35 Senate seats. And of course, Ohio is one of them. It was never realistic to think that the Democrats could pick up any sizable number of Senate seats. And as things have developed here, it looks like it's possible that the Republicans may actually end the night with more Senate seats than they have now. They have 51. And so that's why I've sort of resisted that term, because it connotes a sort of across-the-board sweep that, you know, like a 2006 or a 2010, that just because of the nature of this election, we're probably not going to see.
We have 10 gubernatorial toss-ups. Ohio is one of them. And we have a very competitive race here. You have some personal experience with the Democratic candidate, Rich Cordray. You worked with him when he was attorney general. What do you think his chances are of being elected governor here?
I think the governor's race seems like a pure toss-up. You talk to different people, they have different opinions about it. There hasn't been a ton of public polling. What has been out there has generally been close. Mike DeWine usually leading by a tiny amount. My sense, though, is that some of the internal private polling is very, very close. And I think that the governor's race is very tight, and I think that the statewide down ballot executive races are pretty tight. Senator Sherrod Brown, Democrat, seems poised to lead the ticket on the Democratic side. He's pretty significantly favored at this point. But the other five statewide executive offices, including the governorship, all seem pretty competitive.
We'll be watching with you. Thanks so much, Kyle Condict.
Thank you.